area, the Emporia Gazette is your go-to source for local stories, breaking news, and more importantly, how it affects you. From city events to in-depth reporting, we've got it all covered in print, online, and on social media. Stay informed, stay engaged, and be part of what's happening in the Emporia area. Subscribe today at EmporiaGazette.com or pick up a copy at a local newsstand. The Emporia Gazette, your news, your community, your voice. The Emporia Gazette, trusted news since 1895.
KVOE live and local. It is 7:23, 55 degrees, and we're pleased to be joined this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Kelly Prale, who's the David Traylor Zoo Outreach Coordinator. We're unable to get in touch with Zoo Director Brenda Young here this morning, but Kelly's in to talk about Party for the Planet coming up this weekend. Good morning, Kelly. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having us on.
You bet.
Glad to have you on here. So what's the excitement, what's the buzz going into Party for the Planet here in just a few days?
Well, we have a lot. We have a great group coming this year. I think, first of all, I want to say this is kind of a partnership thing. You probably have talked with PayRock recently. And they're doing a similar situation up at their facility on ESU campus. It's in tie with that, so I like that cooperative that we have with them. They are doing their party from 10 to noon in the morning, and then we are doing our Party for the Planet from 1 to 3 in the afternoon. So, and what it is, it's a bunch of local organizations coming together to try and talk about a more sustainable future.
Well, what will your planet party consist of, Kelly?
We have different organizations like the Kansas State Extension Office has their Master Gardeners group. They're coming out and talking about compost. We have beekeeping through the Emporia State University Biology Department. Professor Joanna Gress, she's coming with some bees, which is wonderful. We do have our Soden's Grove Bridge Preservation Committee. They're doing a cleanup over at the bridge, so we hope that some of you might go over there. We have grabbers, trash bags, gloves, of course, for protection, with some rakes to help pick up the situation over there and keep our city clean. We also have Longvine Chevrolet coming out. They're bringing an EV Silverado, so you can learn about electric cars and how they're beneficial, too, for sustainable living. The Recycling Board through the city, Kansas Water Office, the list goes and goes. Great Plains Nature Center, we're looking forward to. Cause, Green Dot Bioplastics, I could go on.
Wow, yeah, you definitely could. I guess the question comes up here, you know, how long in advance are you now working to set up Party for the Planet, and how readily willing to participate are you know, the mm-hmm. groups and organizations that are now part of the event?
I think they're very willing. I think everybody's excited at the idea of trying to make a positive change. So that's why I feel like we have so many different organizations that are able to come together. Everybody knows that there's that little piece that we need to do to make our planet a little healthier, a little better, more sustainable for the future. So that's why I have such a list. And I believe that people are genuinely excited to move that direction.
Speaking of that, this obviously points out, you know, not only the partnerships amongst nonprofits, amongst the local business community, but it really points out the work of education that people may not see, at least initially, when you come to the zoo. How does this maybe make your life a little easier when it comes to getting that education piece out to kids specifically, but also family members that are going to attend?
It's a tremendous piece, I think. It gets people excited about what we do at the Zoo Education Center. And we, of course, have the brand new facility this year, which we are so grateful for. It's beautiful. If those who are listening haven't seen it yet, please come in and do so. It's a beautiful facility. We do have our ambassador animals that we take care of in there and are able to share those with the classroom. Having these events, I think, reminds people that we are there. We do outreach for this type of a topic. It's not just about the animals. We do talk about conservation all the time. We're willing to do so for classrooms, organizations, anybody who is willing to listen to us, really.
David Traylor Zoo Outreach Coordinator Kelly Prale with us. The Party for the Planet of the David Traylor Zoo, 1 to 3. As Kelly mentioned, Earth Day celebration at PayRock earlier that day from 10 until noon. Do you have big plans for kids' camps this summer, Kelly?
Yeah, we do. We always have our zoo camp. It happens in July. I do believe I don't have that calendar, darn it, in front of me. I believe it's that week of July 10 through 11. You might want to check me on that one. Just make sure those are the numbers. But it is that early part of July. We work for the kiddos who have completed either third or fourth grades. Those are the kids that are eligible to register for our zoo camp.
Okay.
And this year it's all about habitats, and we're going to do a fun prairie dog town. So I hope to fill the slots on that one.
And then you also have, the way it sounds, before the school year lets out, you've got a kids'ucation coming up here in early May.
Yeah, and I believe that's Saturday, May 3rd. Kids'ucation, we're going to talk about rabbits. Since we're just kind of off that Easter, weekend, the kids are a little excited about rabbits. So we have a great ambassador to share with everyone. So we'll hope that gets a good turnout, too, and we have a good program set for that.
Well, the community invited to the David Traylor Zoo always, but specifically this Saturday for the zoo's Party for the Planet from 1 until 3. Anything else we need to add here this morning, Kelly?
I want to be very grateful to our Emporia friends of the zoo. They're the ones who help make this all possible. So I really appreciate that organization and the volunteers that are coming, our docents that always help out at our own self-driven, tables that we have, that we host crafts and games and things like that. So those volunteers and docents as well, appreciative of them.
Good job. Good job. Thanks, Kelly.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Kelly Prale, who is the David Traylor Zoo Outreach Coordinator, Party for the Planet, 1 to 3 this Saturday at the David Traylor Zoo.
If you want to be part of the Newsmaker Spots, you can't do it this week because we're full, and we'll be fast filling up the next several weeks with community activities, so keep that in mind. And reach out. Look at the KVUE.com/calendar page. See what interview dates and times may work for you, and we'll get you scheduled. For tomorrow, our Newsmaker guest is Health and Human Performance Professor Dr. Jennifer Thomas with Emporia State as we talk about Laps for Landon, the final chapter.
And our primetime newsmaker this morning brought to you by the Emporia Gazette. Trusted news since 1895. The Emporia Gazette. 7:30, 56 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
There's no better way to tee off the Newman Regional Health 16th Annual Denim and Diamonds event than to play in the third annual.